But they're more like actual feet rather than, you know.
It's the, what's the effect called? Where something looks almost human, so it's worse. Oh, it's the Uncanny Valley syndrome.
Yeah.
That's what Tosh socks do. It's like, oh, it's like trying to be people.
My party hat tried to kill me.
Adam was just attacked.
Oh, see, something like that is where we start the episode.
Bennett, what were you saying? I don't like socks.
Uncanny Valley, I agree.
Toe socks, they evoke Uncanny Valley in me. They're like, it's like his feet are trying to be people.
Stupid feet, you're not people.
Oh, that's yeah, this thing. On there. Yeah, okay.
It's good. The dream is dead. It's just.
I need to.
It's just slowly melting under its own.
Put my party hat right there.
Yeah. They're here in spirit.
Right.
Hiya!
You should hang it on that little hook on the right.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You should hang the little thingy on the thing. There you go.
Thing with the thing.
Okay.
Very descriptive for our listeners.
All right.
But Julia Bennett, thank you for joining us for episode 97 of the Buffering Podcast on this sweltering day.
Nice.
91 degrees in the studio.
Ah, 97. That was a good year.
Ah. I don't remember anything that happened then.
It was like...
That was
like 12.
That was fifth grade for...
You would have been fifth, sixth. I think that was fourth, fifth for me.
I would have been like nine.
Sure. But I just remember like... Puff Daddy and Notorious B.I.G. had a big hit that year that I liked.
I'm listening to Destiny's Child's Say My Name a lot now. I feel like I'm regressing now. Like I'm
that's
able.
That's a great song.
Well, it's a great song, but I'm able to appreciate it now, which way back then I was like, ew, Destiny's Child. I'm a boy.
I think that's when Will Smith getting jiggy with it.
Oh, it was like 98-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Because it was funny. It was like, part of like it's 1999. Hold on, it is.
Yes.
That.
But that wasn't actually in that song.
No, it wasn't in that song, but it was kind of, that was the follow-up shortly thereafter.
Yeah, when we were approaching the millennium.
We were approaching the best video game years of our lives.
Yeah.
Beetle Adventure Racing.
Zelda
Ocarina. Nights.
Zelda Ocarina of Time. Hello.
That was 98, right?
End of story. Well, yeah, but we're talking about approaching the best video game.
Oh, yeah, I guess 97 would be before 98 because of numbers.
Yes,
numbers are special magic.
Aren't you supposed to be smart?
I am.
I am smart.
This is what smart looks like.
Yeah.
This is what smart looks like.
Not that impressive, is it?
Guess I'm not really missing out on a whole lot. I just want this message to send.
Well, why don't you hop on the Wi-Fi?
The Wi-Fi.
Okay, well, fine. Instead, I have news. I have big news. And finally, music news. We have not had music news in a long-ass time.
Oh, great.
Because we are coming up on the release of Apple's radio program thingy to compete with Spotify and Pandora and all that crap. And based on that, Pandora has just eliminated the 40-hour cap for mobile listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Or they will be on September 1st, I should say. Which means that now if you buy a Pandora One subscription for $32 or whatever, $30-something dollars per year, now you're just getting ad-free. But you can listen as long as you want because Pandora wants to stay relevant when they get their asses handed to them.
I still listen to Pandora because my station's like 2 years old and I don't want to have to make a new one.
You really handcrafted it at this point. But sort of.
I've sort of ruined my station. It was handcrafted and then I added like one rap song to it.
Ooh, that's not bad.
I added like some Doomtree songs. I was like, oh man, I like Doomtree. But I only like a few of their more like poppy songs, less of their hard rap, and then it just went
it
down
opened the
that
door.
Path. Yeah, that and stand-up comedy sort of started to invade.
The Pandora's box of underground rap.
The Pandora's box on Pandora.
Yeah.
Yes.
This
exactly.
Like, minimize. No, I don't want that. No, I don't want that.
Well, a little friendly competition is good for us consumers, I would say.
Should be.
I remember using Pandora in college and thinking it was awesome. And then I've I actually canceled my Pandora One subscription, I think, like a couple months ago, because I just haven't used it at all.
Oh, I just use it free.
Purely on Spotify now.
Exactly. I'm on Spotify, and like I originally thought I don't need Spotify because I have an expansive music library.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even use my music library all that much anymore. I use my music library to remember what songs I need to find on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever know what things are called or named.
Yeah.
Plus, Spotify doesn't introduce you to anything new, ever.
Well, they can.
Yeah, they do.
They do have a radio app or a radio feature.
Does anybody exactly do you use it?
Yeah. I've used it. Yeah.
Okay.
And it will suggest channels for you based on what you like have in your Spotify. Yeah.
Because I found like No More Kings from Pandora. I've never heard them anywhere else.
Yeah. It's just the limitation of there are sometimes where you go on Spotify and you want to listen to a song and they don't have it for, you know, one licensing agreement or another or what have you. So
I like it because I can follow people. I like that feature.
True.
And that usually is what gets me new. Because, like, I follow Dan because Dan used to make me mix CDs. He doesn't anymore. But I always really like those songs. So now I just follow you in your started list, and it's super great.
And I add random crap every day.
Yes, you do.
Though, Zach Braff's new project, Wish I Was Here, Wish You Were Here. I don't even remember which one it is anymore. But his new project was on Kickstarter, and one of the payoffs that you can get if you backed him was that he is creating Spotify playlists.
Oh, cool.
And putting them out there for people, because I mean he did the soundtrack for Garden State. Everyone loved, or a lot of people loved that soundtrack, or really got into a lot of artists as a result. Like the Shins got a really big boost out of that. And so now he's releasing like 8 to 10 track playlists on a random basis. And I think number 4 just came out. And I actually need to get that one. But it's weird listening to a lot of that music because it's nothing in my wheelhouse. But at the same time, it's good. It works.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool, like, payback on Kickstarter, too.
Yeah, it was so random. It's like, yeah, I'll give you playlists. Like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Why not?
Cool.
So instead of really talking, I mean, I know that Pandora's trying to stay relevant. But at the same time, they need a new gimmick, I think. They need to
It'll become the MySpace
of music.
Streaming music. Yep. I just got sick of it because it was like every station I had, and maybe I just didn't.
No, we had a discussion about this before. Disney was the worst.
Disney was it's the worst station.
Because it's just the same 7 songs.
It's literally Tarzan, 2 songs from Mulan, and then like the Broadway or like celebrity song versions of other songs.
Little Mermaid. I always turn those off because it wasn't right.
Yeah. That's how I felt about other stations too, where I kept hearing like the same like 50 songs like over and over.
Yeah,
and
you'd
over
work and yourself into a corner with a lot of the likes and don't likes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Yep.
Well, there's never an option to go back to neutral, which I find kind of
well, unless
annoying.
You blow up the playlist and start fresh, I think.
Well, yes, if you start a new station,
like a
but
song.
That's a new station.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Yeah, but if you thumbs up something, that means it keeps repeating that individual song. It doesn't just mean you like that
right.
sort of mm-hmm. like genre,
mm-hmm.
or if it's neutral, like it doesn't get rotated in quite as much. And some stuff you don't want to hear like every day, you know.
Right. Though, one thing I really wish that they would do someday is, like, you listen to a song, and then you realize you like it, but the song has already ended, so you can't go back and really do much with it, because it just advances along. It's just like, mm-hmm. No, I actually want to build off of this somehow, or I want to make a track based on this. Like, okay, well, I can go back, I can see the album art, but that's it. I can't tinker anymore.
Wait,
yeah.
What? I always go back and thumbs up stuff, because I'm always, like, playing games and stuff. I don't know.
Okay, well, it shows how long I haven't been using it. They finally fixed something that I was very angry about for a long time.
That's what
son of a bitch.
I listen to Pandora while I play League, so I have 45 minutes. I'm like, oh, that was a really good song. Like, you know, 25 minutes ago, I can thumbs up it, and I don't ever try to build new stations, but I'm sure I could.
Yeah, that was something that pissed me off a while ago, and it was one of the breaking points that pushed me away from them. So I'm glad that they fixed it, but I'm not really using that anymore.
They're like, come back to us, Dan.
We know you hated this.
We're still relevant.
We can change.
No, you can't. The other thing I was going to mention quickly was that Netflix has gotten rid of instant streaming, instant queue. Now it is My List is what they're calling it, so they can kind of sort it in their own way rather than having you sort it as, like, this is what I need to watch first and this is what I need to watch second. They just kind of sort it their own way, which is weird. But they did finally introduce the profile section so that multiple people can functionally use one account.
Yes.
And on top of that, they've also allowed you to delete accounts off of a larger account, because I've had all of my college buddies' accounts within mine because I had jump-started it, and then I just had, like, three dead accounts attached to me.
Okay. So how does... Back up a little bit. How does the sorting work? Because, like, I haven't used it, but before it seemed like it was all just one big blob of everything.
Yeah, it's one big blob, but you could stack it as you... Like, did you do the disc subscription as well way back when?
No. I only got into it very recently, like within the last year.
Okay. What happened with that is you could prioritize as you wanted things to show up. So it's like, oh, you know what? I need to get the second disc of Firefly here sooner because I'm so obsessed with this first one. So I need to bump up the list. So
shiny.
Right. So you could do the same thing with your instant queue where it's like, okay, well, I definitely need to watch this Bill Cunningham documentary, and then I need to, you know, watch the Avengers again. And, you know, you could stack it in an order of digestion, like how you want to consume everything. But now it's just kind of, I don't know how they made My List the way that it is now. It's just kind of its own thing.
I'm just glad I'm not, like, really trigger happy about throwing stuff into my playlist, because I have like a bunch of movies, and I don't tend to take time to watch movies. I tend to take time to watch TV shows.
Right.
And I feel like it's going to be kind of cluttered after a while.
Yeah, I was just looking at my list, and I realized there are like 8 things on there at this point, because I've just kind of stopped using it. I'm more of a, okay, go on Netflix. All right, I'm going to watch this now. Because I just assume that everything's either going to be there, or it'll disappear and I'll be pissed off, but I'll watch something else.
So now you have no control over what things are going to instant queue?
Well, you don't have the same control. There are ways that you can kind of get around it. Yeah. I haven't read into those articles yet.
Yeah.
But it's people have already figured out ways to sidestep.
I do like that progress. They're doing the profiles thing. That always annoyed me, because we would have, like, my parents and my family shares one, and my parents would have all their stuff, and we'd be, like, watching, like, Lost together, or, like, Once Upon a Time. And then my sister apparently watched, like, all of the Kardashian shows, and then all of the Kardashian shows showed up on our thing. I was like, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah, randomly, I gave my parents my account, and I don't know how this happened. Thomas the Tank Engine... popped on my recently watched list. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to ask. I just don't know why. It's just... All right.
They're probably just like, oh my God, I can't believe they have this on here. Is this really on here? Let's check.
They were probably looking to see if it was a Ringo Starr or a George Carlin episode or something like that.
Wait, was it Thomas the Tank Engine or Shining Time Station? Because those are two very separate...
You know, Shining Time Station, I remember more about the time in the station than I remember any of the train skits.
Right. I also like the time in the jukebox.
Oh, yeah, the jukebox was awesome. Those puppets were cool.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I remember the guy with the long nose and the mustache. He was like the leadery guy.
Yeah.
I remember that. You know, I thought it was Thomas the Tank Engine, but...
Because that is a very popular show. All the kids love it.
Oh, you know what? I bet that's what it was. They were probably checking it to see if it was Shining Time Station or not.
Oh.
Mystery solved.
Potentially. Hypothetically. But I'll take it. But that was really the big news that... I've seen recently. I mean,
I know big news.
What do you know?
Ben Affleck.
I was just gonna say that.
What? Which,
well, it's big.
It's big.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, it is real.
You didn't know this?
Adam's eyes are just bugging out right
ben
now.
Ben Affleck has been named as a new Batman.
Yeah, he's Batman.
New Batman in the next Superman movie. It's not gonna. He's not like replacing Christian Bale.
But he's replacing. I mean, it's in all of our eyes. We see it as
no. In my eyes, he's replacing Adam West.
Yeah, but in
my eyes, he's replacing. Oh, I don't remember his name, but the voice of Batman from the animated series.
Oh, I can picture him, but I can't.
Yeah.
Same here.
That's my basis for all Batmans is the animated series.
Yes, definitely.
Or I'm thinking of Pete Holmes playing Bad Man. on College Humor. Like, they did this series where he's just like, Batman is an idiot, and it's wonderful. But probably, I have hopes for Affleck. I mean,
have you seen him in anything that he hasn't directed?
Oh.
That we have liked?
But he's gotten so much better now that he's gone on since he's been on the directing side, I am optimistic that things will improve on the acting side, since now he has managed and maybe better manage.
That he is big into comic books, so that tends to translate well into comic book movies.
That's true.
Because, I mean, really, I'm going to throw this out there. How bad could he be? Like, yes, he could be, like, Reindeer. No, actually, I skipped that one because I wasn't a fan of Daredevil.
Oh, yeah, he was Daredevil.
Yeah,
yeah, that was terrible.
But that was just, like, a bad movie as a whole, though. I didn't think it was just him.
I feel like, for me personally, I feel like I couldn't, like, qualitatively explain it to you, but it takes, like, a specific type of actor to be, like, a superhero. And Ben Affleck is not...
I absolutely agree.
You know, like, when I think Ben Affleck, I want to see him like Argo or like Good Will Hunting. I don't really care to see him as a superhero. Just like with like Seth Rogen. Like, I don't want to see Seth Rogen as Green Hornet.
Yeah.
I want to see him in like Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd rather see Seth Rogen go through a training regimen and be Batman.
Yes.
Than Ben Affleck be Batman.
That's also true.
I'm willing to give him a chance. Just, I want to see how it's done, and then they can kill it like they did with the Brandon Routh Superman. They killed that shortly after release.
See the first.
It was crap.
Wait, which one?
The one where
talking about Superman Returns, or is this before that?
This Superman Returns. Okay. The one with the bullet in the eye and
Lex Luthor.
The sun.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey was good in that one, though. I liked him as Lex Luthor.
He was all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just a weird movie.
I think part of the problem I have with Ben Affleck is that his voice is too high. He's a tenor. And Batman is definitely a bass or a baritone.
Batman just cannot speak.
He's got a low voice.
He just doesn't need to talk.
He has a low voice.
Yeah.
That's Batman.
As long as they get rid of the, like, eating gravel before he does his lines thing like Christian Bale.
Yeah, I think Christian Bale's voice was terrible. So.
Swear to me. I'm Batman. I'm not wearing hockey pads.
I thought they were going to do... Whatever happened to Joseph Gordon-Levitt? I thought he was going to do it.
Well, he's...
No.
That was like, wasn't that like Nightwing?
With like a thousand things.
If we're following the canon strictly, he'll be Nightwing.
No.
But I thought I heard rumors that he was also going to possibly be Batman.
He was an amalgamation of all of the Robins. Like, they incorporate character traits from every single like comic book Robin, except for maybe Damian Wayne
and Burt Ward.
I don't know that one.
That was the Robin to Adam West.
Oh,
holy bikini bottom, Batman!
Yeah, not that.
I just watched the Kilmer Batman recently.
Yikes!
And when Chris O'Donnell says "Holy metal rocks, Batman," because it was rocks that were holy. Like rusted through, that did make me laugh for a second, because they did a nice throwback thing to lift a very, very weird movie. Very 90s.
Yeah.
Thanks, Schumacher.
I feel bad I haven't seen like all the old Batmans, but I kind of
Target
don't.
Sells it as a 4-movie set for like $10.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's in there somewhere.
Huh.
I feel a lot better about DC's cartoons and animated movies and animated shows than I have felt about their live-action stuff. I mean, I really wish that Green Lantern hadn't been so bad, because I really like Ryan Reynolds as Hal Jordan, but, yeah, just butchered.
Never saw it, never sought it out.
That's fine. They don't deserve anybody's money for that movie.
Aw. I like Green Lantern, but, yeah, if the... They gotta figure out the right angle of attack on that one, I guess. But
I want the Flash.
Yeah, but speaking of awesome movie deals,
yes,
I got all 8 Harry Potter movies recently for around $40 through Amazon.co.uk.
Oh, I got all
that
of
includes
them
shipping
as a Christmas gift. on Blu-ray, like they did kind of a random, it wasn't Black Friday, but it was like deals of Black Friday, but just random ass day.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'll go check this out. And that's how I got Camp Nowhere on Blu-ray for $1. Because that's a movie you need on Blu-ray. Not really.
Yeah, I got that you were kind of being facetious there.
Yeah. And I actually bought Last Samurai on Blu-ray, and I thought that would be pretty. I have no inclination to watch it.
There is a really funny scene in the beginning, and that is all I remember.
And Billy Connolly is in it.
Reminded me too much of like The Patriot, and then that one where they're on the ship. All those movies just kind of blended together into one really long pause for me.
A lot of the battle sequences in Last Samurai are really cool, and the armor that Tom Cruise wears is really awesome.
But yeah, then he tracks mud into the house, and the lady gets mad, but she can't get mad because she's a lady in olden times, so she can't like smack him. But then she tries to smack him, and then. She says she's going to kill herself, and it's a weird movie.
It is, yeah.
I think I've seen that.
Last Samurai?
I think I've seen part of it.
Let's describe movies and see if Julia knows them.
Something about a village, and it's winter, and everybody, they come back, and everybody's dead. Was it ever winter in that movie? I'm thinking of a different... I thought that's why
like they were stuck up in the... Like, they kept them up in the mountains for a... prolonged period of time. I thought it was because they couldn't like get back for.
I don't.
No, that's Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Never mind.
Seven, but it was
that was way off.
Not at all the same.
Tom Cruise was in that, right?
And then the samurais got married.
He's right. Injured.
Well, here's the path that you could take to get from Seven Brides to Seven Brothers to The Last Samurai.
Oh Jesus!
Just put the seven samurai in the middle. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Seven Samurai, The Last Samurai.
Well, maybe if Tom Cruise was a lady that Ken, what's his last name?
Ken Watanabe.
Maybe if Ken wanted to marry Tom but couldn't do it at the time, so he kidnaps him and takes him back to his village and then sets him up with his like sister.
And then fights people that have guns, but with swords.
It was a movie that had to do with cannibalism somehow.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Was it Wendigo? All right, I'm done.
No, it was like a movie. Oh, my God. Now I'm, like, stuck on this. But I saw a movie. It wasn't Last Samurai, obviously. But there's, like, a village. And people are stuck there because they're, like, they can't get back to the mountain or something. But something is happening where, like, people are needing to, like, consume other people.
Was it Alive? Was it a plane crash with the Brazilian soccer team?
No.
That's a good movie.
Or no.
Definitely,
the Donner Party?
Ooh, Donner Party.
I don't remember. It was not Seven Samurai. Mystery solved.
No.
Or The Last Samurai.
No.
Or Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. We've crossed those three off the list. Yes. So we're good there.
So let's go through every single other possible movie.
We've made sure that those three don't include cannibalism. We're making progress.
And it wasn't The Village, was it? Because you keep saying Village.
No, I don't like that movie.
I never saw it.
You never saw The Village?
Isn't that M. Night Shyamalan?
Weren't we in like a huge... Shyamalan? That was like during our huge M. Night Shyamalan kick. Didn't you see it? No? Okay.
No, I remember I didn't even go see The Sixth Sense for the longest time, and somebody, I think Tony Zechman ruined that movie for me by just telling me how it ended.
Oh, that sucks. When that.
Oh, no, I was like, I'm not going to go see it, so tell me what happened. He's like, oh, he's dead. Oh, okay. No. The end.
Yeah. I got Fight Club ruined for me like that. Like, I was like, what happened here? It was like the ending scene where, it wasn't even the ending, it was like the credit scene where they show him fighting himself, actually. Mm-hmm. And then my dad's like, oh, this is the plot for the entire movie. I'm like, I didn't care at the time. But then after like watching, I was like, everybody seems to like really love this movie. I'm kind of sad.
Are you standing up? Is that what you're?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well.
That's okay.
It is actually a good time for us to quick wrap.
Yes, but before we move on, I would like to see the last seven samurai seven brothers. That would be a pretty awesome movie. The last seven samurai brides for seven brothers.
There you go.
There it is. I'd like to see that movie.
And then cannibalism.
But can the samurais somebody in the movie has to be a ginger. There has to be at least one ginger.
Of course.
Yeah. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll come back and then movie bluff.
Movie bluff.
Woo! Hey guys, this is Dan. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast, episode 97, which Adam and I taped on August 27th, 2013 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio with Julia Schmidt and Bennett Wedekamper on Bennett's birthday, actually. So, hey, happy birthday to him, even though we said it to him all the time during the show. Or after the show, around the show. You get what I mean. So, with all of that, we have Movie Bluff coming up in a second. Discussions behind us. Hope you enjoyed that. But before we get to Movie Bluff, a couple things that we need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find articles that Adam and I are writing, including Adam's weekly YouTube picks for each week, a couple of videos that he thinks work together in some way, or just cool stuff that he's found. We also have photos of all of our guests. We have an archive of all of our episodes dating back to nigh on 2 years ago at this point as we approach episode 100. You can also check out bonus tracks on our website. Lots of extra games we've been playing, discussions that happen after the actual episode itself, things like that. Check all of that out, bufferingpodcast.com. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering, or for my name, or for Adam's name, or for any of our guests' names. So check us out there. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio at stitcher.com, or in your app store for iOS, Android, and Kindle Fire, and beyond, I guess. So check out our most up-to-date episodes at Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on a couple social media sites. We're on Twitter at Buffer Podcast. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Buffering Podcast. For both of those, you can definitely check out what's happening with the show, upcoming guests, tips on bonus tracks as they are released, photos, all that fun stuff. Like us, follow us, what have you. We love you. Thank you so much for listening. And now we can get back into Movie Bluff. Enjoy. Get set up. So let us review our buzzing noises so that everyone listening at home knows who everyone is. So Adam, your buzzing noise is
ice.
Bennett, yours is
go.
Julia, yours is
me.
Perfect. And so we will play for a while, see what happens. And I'm gonna say no handicap.
All right.
Whoa.
It's on. The
gloves are coming off.
It's on.
You were in some pretty
Adam
quick there
being
in the practice
unleashed
round.
Into the wild.
Yeah, Julie, you were doing well during the practice round, so I...
Okay, well, you gave me really easy actors.
I plan on playing
that's what I
Super
do,
Smash Brothers
in general.
Rules here. Just sit in the wings until you guys...
Until somebody gets
out.
Weak. Rope-a-dope, I love it. I've always wanted to see Rope-a-dope on Movie Bluff. And
you'll just be ready with the one and all.
And I actually have a way to start it out to relate to that, and I will say Will Smith movie.
Ice.
That's Adam.
iRobot.
Movie.
Ice.
And again.
Wild Wild West.
Cast.
Ice.
Adam again.
Kevin Kline.
Cast.
Me.
Yes.
Selma Hayek.
Oh, yeah.
Movie.
Ice.
That's Adam again.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Movie.
Me.
Go ahead.
Sahara.
Cast.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew McConaughey.
Movie.
Me.
And again.
The Wedding Planner.
Ugh.
Movie.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Mud.
And movie.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Movie.
Me.
Yep.
Does it count? The Wolf on Wall Street? Wolf of Wall Street? It's not out yet, that's the thing.
No, it has to be out.
Yeah. It has to be out.
But he's in it.
So anyone else? Matthew McConaughey before I kill this one?
I don't know. He doesn't wear his shirt
five.
A lot.
Yeah, that was five. And I had something, and then I lost. Oh, Dazed and Confused.
I can't remember names of actors and movies they've been in if they don't wear their shirt.
Yeah, no, we got spiraled away from my comfort zone there really fast.
Okay, so instead, I'll play to your strengths, Bennett, for a second, and then I'll just dissipate quickly, I imagine. Ryan Reynolds' movie.
Ice.
Me.
That was Adam first.
Green Lantern.
Movie.
Go.
Yes.
I'm going to say Van Wilder.
Movie.
Ice. Go.
Ooh. Okay. Bennett.
Shoot 'em up.
Movie.
Go.
Wah.
Smoking Aces.
Okay.
Movie.
Go.
Still on.
And again.
X-Men Wolverine Origins.
Cast.
Ice.
That's Adam.
Hugh Jackman.
Movie.
Me.
Julia.
Les Mis.
Cast.
Me.
And again.
Anne Hathaway.
Movie.
Ice.
Me.
That was Adam.
Ooh.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Go. Oh, wait, no, sorry. I gotta wait for you to.
Movie.
Me. Devil Wears Prada.
Cast.
Me.
Julia.
Meryl Streep.
Movie.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Mamma Mia.
Movie. That's five. And,
oh, my God.
What, she's been nominated for Oscars, what, 17 times?
So embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I forgot who we were talking about.
Meryl Streep.
Shortly after you gave your answer.
Cast of a lot of the movies she's in. Was she in It's Complicated?
Yes. Yeah, she was the leading lady.
Something's Gotta Give is the one with Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton.
Right. Yes.
You know, I find your buzzin' sound very distracting, which is a pretty... That's working well
it's
for
nice
you.
Cool. I even said her buzzing word. Oh.
You did?
Yeah, I said me.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But it didn't matter because I said it before. Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, you said... Actually, you did say go.
You did say go.
But you said me before that.
Yeah.
I'll take the compliment.
Yeah.
Battle.
So after four so-ish minutes into this game, Julia has 9 points. You lost 1 point for the... lost buzzing, but what can you do? Adam has 7 points. Bennett has 4 points.
Yay!
So it's still anybody's game. So now we will start with Miley Cyrus movie.
Go.
That's Bennett.
Hannah Montana.
The
TV show.
I'll give it to him.
I will give it to you. You that's, we'll call it a buzzer beater. I'll say movie.
The Climb. Me.
Go ahead.
The Climb.
Movie.
The Climb.
She hasn't been in anything.
She was in Big Fish.
Really?
She was?
What? She was the little girl.
No.
No way.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think that movie was called The Climb. The song is called The Climb. She was in Big Fish?
She was in Big Fish.
Wow.
Like, you shouldn't swear ladies are present. And somebody, the little kid says screw, and it's adorable. But yeah, that's Miley Cyrus.
Huh.
Who would have guessed that?
I would not have guessed
that. No, I should have just, because she's done so many, oh, I suppose she plays herself. Should have just started naming Disney TV shows.
Basically. Though
she's only in that one Disney TV show.
There were no crossovers?
No, they do cross. Yeah. She
Did
crossed
she
over with Sweet Life on Deck.
Oh, on Deck?
Yeah, but she plays the same character, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, you can't really use that. That'd be breaking our trilogy rule.
I'm going to figure out what else Miley Cyrus has actually been in. I don't think it's that much.
The VMA Awards.
Not very much lately, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He means clothing.
Dave's mom was watching some Miley Cyrus movie while I was waiting for, I was meeting him at his house. His mom was there, so I hung out and I watched his Miley Cyrus movie with his mom because we were waiting for him to show up and it was bad. And I don't remember who else was in it. Okay, so let's go with Kevin Spacey movie.
Me.
That's Julia.
American Beauty.
Movie.
Ice.
That's Adam.
House of Cards.
Movie.
Ice.
And again.
The Usual Suspects.
And again, movie.
Me.
Julia.
7.
Cast.
Me.
Uh-huh.
Brad Pitt.
Cast.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Cast.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Freeman.
Movie.
Ice.
That's Adam.
The Dark Knight.
Movie.
Ice.
Go ahead.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Movie.
Go.
Me. Give that to Bennett.
Bruce Almighty.
Movie.
Go. Shawshank Redemption.
Movie.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
March of the Penguins.
Movie.
You had said guest.
Penguin number 3.
I should know other. What is it?
That's go. Five. Oh, I will give it to you to perpetuate the game.
Wanted?
Cast.
Ice. Angelina Jolie.
Cast.
What's his name?
Oh my god, this what's happened to me last time we were here.
Buzz. James McAvoy.
Thank
that's
you.
His name.
I never saw it, but I knew he was in it.
Yeah, me too.
I always forget his name.
Let's see. Going a different route, I will say Bruce Willis movie.
Go.
That is Bennett.
Pulp Fiction.
Movie.
Me.
Go.
Julia.
Yeah.
Looper.
Movie.
Go.
Me.
Fifth Element.
Movie.
Go.
And again.
Red.
Cast.
Ice.
Oh, the cast is too big.
Go ahead, Adam.
Morgan Freeman was in it, actually.
Yep, actually.
He was.
I was actually trying to go that way. So I'll say cast again.
Me.
Go ahead.
Mary Louise Parker.
Movie.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
The West Wing.
Movie.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Weeds.
Cast.
Me.
Go ahead.
That kid who plays the littlest son.
I don't think that's
can
his name.
Can you be more specific?
Because I know what he's in.
What's the noise we're supposed to make?
Wanana.
Just give her the nega point.
Damn it.
Just to throw
that
out there.
Was the voice for Finding Nemo.
Yes, he was. Kevin Nealon.
Yes, thank you.
Was in that, among other people whose names I don't really know.
Who's the redheaded woman who played Wilma in Flintstones?
Oh.
Elizabeth Perkins.
Yes.
Oh. Who played Wilma? She was the lady from Third Rock from the Sun, right?
No,
that's Kristen Stewart. That might have been the later Wilma, because I know there were two Wilmas. Like, there's the first live action one, and then they did another one, like Viva Rocks Vegas or whatever that other one was.
Oh yeah.
The first one was with. I was getting Wilma and
John Goodman
Betty
and
mixed up.
No, Betty was Rosie O'Donnell.
Yep, that's right.
And it wasn't Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart. Like, wasn't even born.
No, not that Chris. Kristen Johnson. I'm sorry, Kristen Johnson. She's a lady from Third Rock from the Sun. Okay, so at this point, Julia has looks like 18. Adam has 13, and Bennett has 12. So it's still anybody's game.
Oh, man, this
realistically,
is close.
This is
we're doing.
I don't think I had that many points.
My goodness, I like this.
You're doing
I like
well.
This game. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to switch it up and instead say a movie, and that movie will be something.
He trails off.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something that really opens it up.
Deep in
and
thought.
I will say American Pie cast.
Ice.
That's Adam.
Jason Bateman.
I'm going to go again and say cast.
Why
ice.
Not? What?
Ice. Ice, ice, ice. Shannon
wait,
Elizabeth.
Wait. Sorry, she said Wanana.
What?
Jason Bateman?
Yeah.
No.
She's right. That's you're wrong. Jason Biggs.
Jason Bateman.
Nice.
Different kind of guy.
Does she get points for Wanana?
Yeah.
No.
She steals.
Damn it.
She steals a point away from
no
Adam.
I'm going to throw my party hat at you.
I'm going to say that's my first Wanana.
Damn it, Adam.
The entire
she has
show.
Enough points already.
I know.
If it makes you feel better, I said Jason Schwartzman when I was talking about Jason Biggs a while ago.
See,
so it's Jason's.
You got all in my head with the different Jasons that are out there.
Yes.
I won.
I was trying to think of Willow's
Jason
name,
Alexander.
So instead, I will say How I Met Your Mother cast.
Me.
Go ahead.
Jason Segel.
Movie.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
The Muppet movie.
Cast.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Adams.
Cast.
Me.
Go ahead.
Kermit the Frog?
Can you do the voice actor?
Well, not the old Frank Oz. But he's...
No.
Also, it's not Frank Oz. Never mind. I withdraw my response.
Give you that mega point for that. If anyone else wants to buzz in for cast of Muppet Movie, I'll give you 5 seconds.
I never saw it.
I can't anymore.
Oh, there were lots of people in it, but I still haven't seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, me!
That was already 5 seconds.
No, you've already...
Yeah.
I know, but I know
you already
someone.
Had your chance.
Alan Arkin,
we know you
Sarah
know someone.
Silverman, Neil Patrick Harris, Whoopi Goldberg.
I never saw it.
I know.
That's a lot of actors I would know their names if I saw it.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's yeah.
Jim Parsons.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis.
A lot of cameos in that one.
They're all like at the end. Isn't John Goodman in it too?
No.
Who plays the movie mogul that they go
Chris
to?
Chris Cooper.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Jack Black.
Yes. All right. Fine. Fine.
So let's go with, you know what? Let's actually do John Goodman movie.
Me.
Ice. Oh, my gosh.
I will give that to Julia.
Monsters, Inc.
Movie.
Ice.
That's Adam.
The Flintstones.
Movie.
Ice.
And again.
The Dude Abides. Oh, my God.
That's 5 seconds.
Me.
Big Lebowski.
Go.
Oh, shit.
Ah, crap.
Argo.
That was Julia. Argo. I'll say movie.
Me. Go.
I'll give it to you one more time.
Julia.
Oh, my God. He plays the dad.
That is five.
Ice.
Anyone else?
Speed route.
I'm actually,
what? Go.
I'm actually going to live.
Yeah, you had to rebuzz in.
I actually am going to say The Big Lebowski, now that I thought of it.
Good job. I will say movie.
Go.
There you go.
Speed Racer.
Movie.
Go.
And again.
Roseanne.
There that was. Movie.
Ice.
Go ahead.
Monsters University.
It has been long enough. I will say movie once more, but not give that point to Ben and say to Adam. There we go. Movie.
Me.
Go ahead.
Coyote Ugly.
There it is.
What? That's what you think of?
I was waiting for that answer, actually.
Thank you.
Of all things.
Damn, that took me forever. That took me way too long.
Because I wanted to say cast.
Me.
Uh-huh.
Tyra Banks.
Cast. I'm going obscure on this one. That's 5 or maybe 6 seconds. I really wanted somebody to say Piper Perabo.
I know,
so
but
they
I couldn't remember what she was saying.
Piper
Perabo?
She's the lead lady in Coyote Ugly, who is also the lead lady in The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, the crappy movie that had a lot of cameos in it that I was trying to jump off to.
She's in a new show on USA.
Covert Affairs.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was trying. I just remember she has a...
Damn, I wanted you to say movie for Tyra Banks so I could go into life size.
Yeah,
Lindsay
Lohan.
Who
was he even in that movie, John?
The dad.
He was the dad.
Really?
He worked in a toll booth.
Yeah, that does not strike me as his movie.
No.
It's his best one of that year.
No, Speed Racer. Definitely underrated movie.
They're all so bad.
take that back.
Coyote Ugly is about a girl who doesn't give up on her dreams, damn.
But she does for most
of
the movie.
Cutouts. Yeah, she needs a man to make her not give up on her dreams.
Hey, if
a man who does love comic books, though.
If a cute guy tells me to not give up on my dreams, I'm not going to give up on those dreams. Heck no.
Okay, so changing topics. Let us go with Jason Bateman, movie.
Me.
Go ahead.
Horrible Bosses.
Movie.
Me.
Go again.
The Change Up.
What did you say?
Movie. She said The Change Up.
Me.
Go ahead.
Arrested Development.
Cast.
Me.
No. Jason Bateman. Shit.
That was Bennett.
Michael Cera.
Cast.
Ice.
That was Adam.
Portia de Rossi.
Cast.
Me.
Go ahead.
Will Arnett.
Cast.
Ice.
Go ahead.
David Cross.
I will say movie.
Me.
Go ahead.
Men in Black.
Cast.
Ice.
Me.
Go.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Cast.
Go.
Me.
That was Bennett that time.
Will Smith.
Cast.
Ice.
That was that.
Steve Buscemi.
Cast.
Yeah.
Are we still in Men in
Black?
I'll give it to you.
Rip Torn.
Movie.
Me.
Go ahead.
Hercules.
Movie. That's 5.
I don't know. Who are we on?
Rip Torn.
Is he the guy who voices Hades?
No.
He's Zeus.
Hercules.
Zeus.
Oh, really?
He is the head boss at Men in Black. He has a really gravelly voice.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know who. I don't know what he's in, though.
I know. I was trying to think of anything.
Do you know what other movie he's been in?
Not off the top of my head. I know he's done a lot of stuff. Oh, Dodgeball.
Oh,
yeah.
He's Patches. What's his name?
Yeah.
Patches O'Houlihan?
Yeah, that's the one.
In the wheelchair, yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty good, right?
That would have been a good jumping off point.
That would have been. So at this point, let's see. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 32 for Julia at this point. Kind of running away with the game, it looks like, because Adam has, that looks like 19.
Ugh.
And Bennett has 17.
Adam, what happened?
Oh, good. I didn't go negative from last time.
Yeah. I haven't dropped down yet. So, let's see. We have a few minutes left. Yes, we do. Okay. So, let's do one more. And I will say the Green Mile movie cast.
Me.
Ice.
That was Julia.
Tom Hanks.
Go. Cast.
Oh. Ice.
Adam.
Oh, my God. Now I can't think of his name.
That's 5 seconds if anyone else wants to buzz in for cast of the Green Mile.
Oh, what is his name?
Buzz. He would give people money if they identified him by his name on the street. Michael Clark Duncan.
I knew it was three
words. Yeah, it's three names. He passed away this year.
Not this year.
This last within 12 months. Michael Clark Duncan?
Well, it's been a little bit longer than
that. Has it been more than a year already?
A little bit, yeah.
Really?
Because it was long enough before the awards.
Oh, my God, that's right.
I'm just not being the most recent.
That's right.
Who's the name of the guy who plays the guy who has Mr. Jingles or the mouse? What is his name? Is his character's name is Del, but what's his actual name?
I don't remember.
He passed away, too.
Yeah.
I really don't remember.
He's in everything.
So we'll do one more round. We'll do one more round. Nice and easy. Meg Ryan movie.
Me.
Go ahead, Julia.
You've Got Mail.
Movie.
Me.
Go ahead.
Sleeps in Seattle.
Movie.
Ice.
Adam.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Nice. Movie.
Me.
Go ahead.
Kate and Leopold.
Movie.
Ice.
Adam.
City of Angels.
Cast.
The Goo Goo Dolls.
Me.
Go ahead.
Nicolas Cage.
Movie.
Ice.
Go.
That was Adam.
Wow, gone in 60 seconds.
Movie.
Go.
Ice.
That was Bennett.
Kick Ass.
Movie.
Ice.
Adam.
National Treasure.
Movie.
Go.
Go ahead, Con Bennett. Air. Cast.
Of Con Air, did you
yes.
say?
Yes. That's 5 seconds. John Cusack was the guy in the suit, and I can't think. John Malkovich.
Who was the was that the pedophile guy?
No, that's Steve Buscemi.
Mm. I could have jumped off from him, but
which I don't remember Steve Buscemi being in Men in Black. Going back,
he's the voice of the.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I wasn't thinking of it that way. That's why
the voice of one of the little dudes. Yeah,
yeah. So we will wrap this up at this point. And let's see, we'll start with Bennett. We'll say, Bennett, you had 19 points. Adam had 22 points. Julia had
7 million 40. Points.
37 points.
I'm going to play this game standing up from now on. I think it just makes me better.
So, Julia, since you won, you get to start with the plugs at the end of the show. So anything that you know of that's going on Friday or thereafter that you're participating in or things that you're going to that you want other people to know about, etc. How about the Target Choir? What's going on with them?
Nothing. We're mid-season. We closed our season. It was really good.
Gotta wiggle less and talking to the mic a
sorry.
Little more.
Target Choir closed our season. It was really good. I don't really have anything else coming up. I'm going to be working on Aida, the musical, this fall at East Ridge High School in Woodbury. That's
cool.
Not until November, but it's happening. It's going to be really good.
Something to look out for.
Also, not related to me, but Tonic Solfa is going to be at East Ridge High School on October 4th. For those of you who like acapella, that's pretty much all I got.
Social media of any sort that you want to plug that's not Stalkerbook?
My Instagram is Julia Schmidt 29, JuliaSchmitt 29. I just got a new guinea pig, so there's lots of Instagrams about her. That's pretty much. I don't tweet anymore, really.
Okay. Bennett, how about you? Things going on Friday or thereafter? Other than happy birthday, because I don't know if we actually mentioned it on the
show
yet.
Happy birthday, Bennett.
Happy birthday, yeah. Bennett.
It's my birthday.
It's Woo. Banner and everything.
Yes. Well, I'm celebrating that on Friday, but people that need to know about that are Facebook invites. I think I plug LCS every time I'm on here. It's the League of Legends tournament stuff.
Yep.
They just got done with their summer split. Cloud9 were they just won into it, and they absolutely killed it. They're been really big this season. And they're doing like their end of the season, like they're going to do their big tournaments here. And I think like they're gonna be playing against like Chinese and European players and stuff, and that's I think this weekend.
And then people can check that out where, if you know.
Well, the League of Legends website, it should be up on Twitch TV, but if you want to see just what streams are up, TSM or solomid.com has all the streams of anybody important. It's TSM's website.
Okay.
So they have, yeah, they have everybody from TSM, and then everybody else is on there by number of viewers.
Social media?
I don't really have the Twitters. I'm sorry, people.
Cool. Well, Adam, how about you?
Well, of course, the Minnesota Renaissance Festival is going on presently, and we have the big Labor Day weekend coming up here. The Court Revelers,
huzzah,
will be performing our usual sets. We have the 11:15 in the Queen or in Chateau Vino, 2:30 in the Queen's Pub, and 5:00 in the Queen's Pub. It's hot in here. Excuse me.
No, I know. I've just been plugging the Court Revelers all around my tables. So.
Awesome.
Nice.
I hand out coupons.
Yeah, I've been plugging them at work too. yeah, oh. And so come check us out, and yeah, beat the heat.
I forgot about a thing. Metacon is this weekend. It's a small sort of intimate convention, like the anime convention or Convergence, just a little bit more downscale. That's this weekend. And I'm pretty sure it's in Doubletree, the hotel.
The airport Doubletree or downtown?
No, by the airport.
By the airport, okay.
Yeah.
Bloomington!
So, yes, yes. Metacon. That's this weekend.
Cool. And I think that's all I have to plug. The Court Revelers have a new CD.
Huzzah.
This year, and it is ready. And available for purchase. So
price tag,
check that out. $15.
Got nice. It.
So yep, your average CD price.
Available online or on site?
You can order it online through the Court Revelers website, courtrevelers.com, and we are exploring options to make it available online too. So
cool beans.
Yeah, Dan, what do you have?
Be at Renaissance Festival this weekend. Woo-hoo. So hopefully it won't be blistering heat like it is now.
It's supposed to be a high of 80 on Monday, so it's probably the day to go.
Dipping down, that's not bad. I always plug the restaurants. Christo's Greek Restaurant, Christo's.com. We're in Minneapolis, Minnetonka, and St. Paul in the Union Depot. Jake O'Connor's Public House in Excelsior on Water Street. You can either get some fantastic Greek food, and we're updating the website, which will be great. Menu update soon. New wine list. Check all that out. Jake O'Connor's great Irish food. It's getting slower because it's not summer and people are not on the lake as much, so stop on by. Jake O'Connor's. Yeah. And I don't know if there's really anything else right now. So good luck to everybody going to school, I guess. Because I know everyone's doing that. And Twitter, @ Dan L. Whelan, WHELAN.
So oh, yeah, I didn't even say
all your
Twitter,
stuff.
@ ADAMERDMANN. Find out what music I've been listening to lately on Last FM. My name there is Adman7. Yes.
Perfect. Bennett, Julia, thank you very much for joining us for episode 97.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for having me.
Happy birthday, Bennett.
And enduring the sweat lodge, but try to make it agreeable. And we will see everybody next week for episode 98.
What? That comes after 97.
Oh, my God.
There's the smartness. That's what smart looks like, everyone.
Sounds like.
Well, I look pretty smart, too.
Perfect. But see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.